Number 77 from January 2011. Prickly People. Last month I took advantage of the dry weather and the crisp fall air to clean up some brush and fallen trees in and around the pond. The only thing that wasn't pleasant about this work was the scrubby little locust trees that got in the way. I don't know if you've ever been stabbed by a locust tree, but it is not fun. Even the little trees have needle-sharp spikes about an inch long. The bigger trees have a clump of spikes every so often on the trunk and on each branch, and some of these spikes can get 3 or 4 inches in length. They can puncture a tractor tire if you're not careful. I found out that they can easily puncture skin as well. It's a good idea to be very careful around them and give them a wide berth. Even the cattle are careful around locust trees. These prickly trees have their own built-in defense system so that people and animals leave them alone. I have observed that it is the same thing that people do so that others leave them alone. Last week on psychiatry, I ran into a woman that was so prickly that everybody just left her alone. Her anger and venomous resentments radiated out from her so strongly that others gave her a very wide berth, and that is what she wanted. She is a woman that has been hurt so badly by physical, emotional, and sexual abuse that she decided that nobody was ever going to hurt her again. She has a kind of code of the West attitude that says, do unto others before they do it to you. With this defense system, she is trying to ensure that nobody ever gets inside of her wall to do damage. The problem with this defense system is that, although it is true that nobody can get in to hurt you, it also means that nobody can get in to help you. Not everybody is out to get us, and the fact that we may have grown up around sick and untrustworthy people does not mean that everybody is that way. It has been said that the most foolish thing we can do is to trust everybody, and the next most foolish thing is to trust nobody. We all need help from time to time, and we must look for people who are trustworthy. The other problem with the prickly defense system is that, although others cannot get in to hurt us, we also can't get out. We discover after laboring to make our walls thicker and stronger that we have left no door to get out. What we desired to build, a fortress, has in reality become a prison. They can't get in, but we can't get out. In this season of Christmas, it is important to remember the part about having goodwill toward men. I believe one place to start doing this is to be aware that everybody comes from somewhere. We did not just spring up full grown out of a vacuum. When we meet a prickly person that comes across like an old locust tree with spikes extended, instead of taking their anger personally, we can be secure enough to say, I wonder what pain that person has endured. I wonder how much this adult was hurt as a child. I wonder what kind of family produced this attitude. Those of us who are part of God's family and are reassured by Him every day that He could not love us more and will never love us less, have the ability to look behind somebody's prickly attitude and feel compassion for their plight. We don't take these jabs to heart because then we could not be helpful to another hurting person. We remember that anger always covers hurt, and hurt covers up fear. When we meet a hostile person, we know they must be filled with hurt and fear, and then we can be helpful to them. We have the best example in how to do this from our Lord Himself. Even as He was slowly suffocating in a criminal's death on His own prickly tree with a crown of thorns, Jesus was able to look beyond the anger and say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. We are loved enough to love others that way.